Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The real reason the American government has gotten so hostile and the usual suspects on Fox News and the Weekly Standard and the National Review and all the rest of them have gotten so hostile towards the Russians is because the Russians have become hostile towards our secular, diabolical, LGBTQ-infused form of government and the culture that goes along with it. You see, the Russians actually are doing what Christian peoples should be doing, which is trying to mind their own business, trying to recover from 60 years of communist oppression, an oppression that we're just entering, by the way, and then trying to raise their families so that those families might experience a holy death and a blessed eternity. Oh, yes, we should definitely put sanctions against the Russians. What a wonderful idea. That's exactly what a Christian nation would do. Back to Buchanan. Apparently, U.S. wars in Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and Somalia aren't sufficient to satiate the war party. Now it wants us to lead the Sunnis of the Middle East in taking down the Shiites. You see how this is going? Let's make common cause with the good terrorists, right? That way we can be on the right side of Muhammad and his diabolical... Excuse me. And his diabolical 11-century-old heresy. Now it wants to lead the Sunnis of the Middle East in taking down the Shiites who are dominant in Iran, Iraq, Syria, and South Lebanon, and are a majority in Bahrain and the oil-producing regions in Saudi Arabia. The U.S. military has its work cut out for it, and Trump may need those transgender troops. Was this what America voted for, or is this what America voted against? Now, if you go down that list there and you look at a map, and we can look at one real quick, Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, North Korea, and then add Ukraine and Russia in there, and then add the sites where NATO supposedly has us all engaged. That's pretty much the entire other half of the globe. Is the all-volunteer Christian army of the Americas sufficient to that task? Or the warmongering war partiers in Mordor on the Potomac River going to have to resort to that thing that, what do they call that? I got it. The draft. Folks, ladies and gentlemen watching this at home, do not kid yourself and do not think lightly about this. These people do not take no for an answer. War, 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 bomb, 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 and kill, kill, kill is their answer for nearly every problem on Earth. You might have noticed, though, in the last 40 years since we've been war, 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 bomb, 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 kill, kill, killing, things continue to escalate and get worse, and thus the calls for more war, 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 more bomb, 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 and more kill, kill, killing escalate. It's about time the real Christian and certainly the Catholic population of these United States said, enough is enough. call your state representative. Write him a letter. Don't bother with your congressman. He's not going to listen. This has got to start in the grassroots. It's got to start in local parishes all around the land. Maybe we ought to be praying rosaries to Our Lady and asking for her intercession to please stop the American war machine before it brings World War III to our shores. And then, again, don't take this lightly, they will attempt to conscript not only your 18-year-old son, but your and my 20-year-old daughters. Is that what America voted for when we voted for Trump? Is that really the end result of our foreign policy? If it is, to quote Bill Paxton from the movie Aliens, you can count me out. You can count me out. Maybe it's time to be counted out, but to be counted in with the church militant. Rosaries in hand, begging for this madness to stop before those predictions of so much calamity from Fatima come true.